You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Unexpectedly heartfelt ukulele performance there from Iceland.
It's Eurovision on 95BFM with our European correspondent, Cameron Adams.
Could you please give us an update on the war in Ukraine?
Another assault by Russian drones hit Ukraine's capital Kiev this morning. 5 buildings were damaged and 13 drones were shot down, according to Ukrainian officials. The United States is reported to be planning to supply Ukraine with the Patriot air defense system, according to media reports. It would be another increase in military aid to Ukraine, which has been calling for more air defense systems since the increase in Russian attacks this autumn, with a decision due to be announced on Thursday. The EU's 18 billion euros in aid for next year to Ukraine has been agreed in principle after Hungary had dropped its objections to the package on Monday. Another 1 billion euros has been pledged by Ukraine's allies to help support the country throughout this current harsh winter, with 400 million being devoted to resupplying Ukraine's energy sector. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the New Zealand Parliament yesterday and thanked the country for its support. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced a further $3 million New Zealand dollars in humanitarian aid to the country. Russian forces continue to attack in Bakhmut in Donetsk in what's being described as a quote, meat grinder by Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, while making marginal gains. Iran is reported to be planning to supply Russia with short-range missiles with a range up to 300 kilometers, dropping plans to send missiles with longer ranges after fears of causing UN sanctions, according to outlet Axios. Finally, yesterday, Ukrainian forces damaged a key bridge outside of the occupied city of Melitopol in the south of the country.
A corruption scandal has ripped through the European Parliament this past week. Can you please tell us more?
4 people are detained and over 1.5 million euros in cash has been found following raids by Belgian police over the past few days. It's been reported that Greek MEP, Greek member of European Parliament, Eva Kaili, and former Italian MEP Antonio Panzeri are among those under arrest. Belgian police have charged the 4 with participating in the activities of a criminal organization, money laundering, and corruption. It's alleged that they have taken bribes by an unnamed Gulf state. However, media reports are stating that it's Qatar. Qatar denies any involvement. Belgian police have stated that it's been a year-long investigation and had found 600,000 of cash in the Brussels home of Panzeri, 150,000 in the home of Kylie, with Kylie's father being arrested with a briefcase filled with 600,000 euros.
What is likely to happen now?
So all 4 are still under detention. However, Kylie's father has been released. Eva Kaili of the Socialist PASOK party was one of 14 vice presidents of the European Parliament. She's now been stripped of that role while PASOK is seeking to expel her from the party. Investigations are still ongoing with parliamentary offices sealed and IT resources frozen. European Parliament Parliamentary President Roberta Metsola on Monday described the scandal as an attack on EU democracy, while German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock says the, quote, full force of the law must be used in the case.
Last week, a far-right coup plot in Germany linked to conspiracy theories was uncovered. What's been going on?
Yeah, last Wednesday, thousands of police raided over 100 locations over a far-right terrorist group with links to the Reichsbürger movement. 25 suspects have been detained, with police seeking another 27. It's been alleged that since November of last year, the group had been holding secret meetings about a plot to overthrow the government, as well as stockpiling weapons and holding shooting practice. It's alleged that on day X, they were planning to storm the Reichstag with around 2 dozen men and women and take members of parliament hostage.
So what is the Reichsbürger movement?
Yeah, it's kind of similar to the QAnon conspiracy theory in a way. The Reichsbürger movement isn't a homogenous group. However, the main idea is that the German Reich continues to exist in its pre-World War II state, with the Western allies who defeated Nazi Germany still secretly in charge of the country. According to a report by German security authorities this year, up to 21,000 people belong to this movement, with 10% being described as, quote, orientated towards violence. In August 2020, at an anti-coronavirus measures protest, there was also an attempted storming of the Reichstag by far-right protesters.
Who was involved?
One ringleader is an aristocrat with links to German nobility, Heinrich XIII, Prince Royce. It was alleged that he would be the leader of the new state. A sitting Berlin judge, Birgit Melsack-Winkermann, was also arrested. She was a former MP for the far-right AfD party, although the AfD has condemned the plot. It was alleged she would be the new justice minister. Other suspects include several former and current members of the German military, as well as members of the Querdenker movement.
Would they have been successful?
No, not at all. I mean, Germany is a pretty strong democracy with strong democratic institutions, so it's unlikely to work even if they were able to capture the Reichstag. Unlike in the United States, there's not really the kind of political polarization or winks to conspiracy theories made by most politicians. That said, they had weapons, so there was the risk of bloodshed, and it's not the first time Germany has dealt with a far-right terror plot in recent times. In July, a former Bundeswehr officer was convicted over another far-right Day X terror plot first uncovered in 2017. And I have to say, living in Germany, it has been strange to see this Reichsbürger movement grow since COVID. QAnon is surprisingly big with the minority of people in Germany. And since COVID, it got linked to quite a large anti-vaccine, so-called the Querdenker movement, as well as the current Reichsbürger movement. You know, it's not the only democracy to deal with growing threats by far-right conspiracy theorists, but it is kind of crazy to see the extremes of it being reported where you're living.
So it's been almost a year of Eurovision here on 95BFM. What have the top stories been in Europe this year?
Yeah, I mean, the main one is obviously Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I remember in January talking about it with friends from Ukraine, and we were all skeptical that the invasion would happen. Since it happened on February 24th, it's engaged Europe and most of the Western world. It's the first major war in Europe since the breakup of Yugoslavia over 20 years ago. Almost 8 million refugees reported this year by the UNHCR have left Ukraine, with 4.8 million being registered under the EU's temporary protection scheme or similar national schemes. Civilian casualties are estimated to be in the tens of thousands, but there's no way for sure of knowing. And Ukrainian casualties are also estimated to be in the tens of thousands, with the US estimating over 100,000 Russian casualties. Aside from the death and destruction, that has energized a slow and bureaucratic EU and a waning NATO. I think the EU learned the lessons on being slow with COVID and has acted pretty fast in its response comparatively. From its scheme for refugees, aid for Ukraine and the energy crises, it's acted quite fast. It liberalized the EU's attitude to neighboring countries as well, welcoming more countries as EU candidates and making moves in the Balkans to counter Russian influence. The other big one, I'd say, was probably the political chaos in the UK. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson getting kicked out for lying, his replacement Liz Truss being elected, the Queen dying, Liz Truss and her Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng tanking the UK economy with their mini budget, and then she gets outlasted by a lettuce.
And what about your favourite story?
Yeah, I've got two. I think my favourite was the interview I made with Radical Aid Force. This was the Berlin-based left-wing group supplying aid to Ukraine, including morning after pills to women affected by the conflict. They're continuing to do supply runs, as well as providing winter gear and generators to people and organisations over there. And I think my favourite story was the story on dancing pigs with Anika back in July. This is about a study in Belgium with a farmer investigating if different types of music can affect pigs on how their tails wag and how they react.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.